This particular gospel from St. Matthew, it's interesting, it's the same gospel that is used on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And it has to do with the relationship between the Son and the Father and ourselves, and the consequence of that relationship. For first of all, Jesus is saying that the revelation that he brings to us is not somehow or other the private possession of the learned and the scholars. It isn't, sometimes we get this idea that we don't really know the scriptures unless someone of great learning explains it to us. And Jesus is saying that's not necessarily true. Learning, of course, can help us to grasp things, but that's not the intention of the scriptures, because it is not necessarily a book or a text. It's a human person. And while the more you know about another human person, the closer you can grow to that person, so too, the more you know about Jesus, the closer you can grow to Jesus. But if you only use your theoretical knowledge, then you will never know the other person at all. And so Jesus says that it is revealed to the little ones, an image from the Old Testament of those who are disconnected enough that they are free to receive what God has to offer them and to give them. But then he goes on to say, no one knows the Father except the Son. And here he uses the word know in the real Semitic sense of that word. To know someone in the Semitic sense of the word, the ancient Near East, is to be intimate with them. It means knowledge, therefore means the commingling of people. It is used oftentimes in the relationship between husband and wife. So when he says no one knows the Father, what he means is no one is commingled with the Father except the Son. But then he says the Son will allow us to join in that if he wishes to reveal it to us. So what this whole first part of the gospel is about, it's about the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, which is a relationship of knowing him and him knowing us in an intimate sort of way, in order that we might be drawn into intimacy with the Father. We know that in other places in Scripture, when he says no one can go to the Father except through the Son. And then we go back to the Old Testament and we see when people tried to see or touch God that they usually died. When we find in the modern world that those who say, I will find the absolutes in our age and in our time without Christianity, without Jesus Christ, we end up in the mess that we are in culturally today. Because what we're trying to do with modern culture is not able to be done. It's not possible. We cannot get beyond ourselves into other realities without the Christ. So, when that experience comes, then society says, well, there is no other. There is no God. There is only us. Because we refuse to be told how to grow beyond ourselves into the mysteries that are beyond us, encompass us, and are our goal and our purpose and our destiny. So Jesus, in this small passage, is removing revelation from the sole proprietorship of the scholars. He is offering it to all of us if we are free to receive it, if we will open our hearts to it. Not that we will impose upon it our own meaning, but we will be vulnerable to God's meaning when he speaks to us. And then he says, the only way that you will really know what I have revealed to you is through an intimacy with me, which is why the church chooses this text for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And then he talks about the consequences of being in an intimate relationship with God. And he says to us, you will find out when you do this that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The consequences of a life with God, with Christ, overcome every pain and suffering and misfortune that we experience in this life. And if we are to doubt that, and we are intimate with the Christ, then we look at his life. His life was rejection, humiliation, suffering, and death. But after the resurrection, this looked like an easy burden and a light yoke that the Father had placed upon him because of the glory of what had transpired. That too is our life and our destiny if we listen attentively and carefully to what the Lord says to us about reality itself, about our life, about his life, and about our destiny and the meaning of this journey that we travel throughout the years that God gives us here on earth and leads us inevitably, if we know the Son, to a knowledge of the Father for all eternity.